Welcome to The Cut Through, all things strategy and brand building. So you've started your business, right? Whatever business you're in, you're selling toilet paper, or you're selling bread, or whatever it is. So the thing is, globally, and particularly in South Africa, entrepreneurship is gaining traction and momentum every single day. It's become almost like a trend. According to an article that was recently, last year, written by Brand South Africa, or published by Brand South Africa, three things that sort of motivated people to start businesses or get into entrepreneurship was that they wanted to be their own bosses, or they felt that they could be much happier working for themselves, or they were unable to find jobs. And we know the high unemployment rate in South Africa. So entrepreneurship sounds like a good idea. But what most people fail to do or fail to think about is what happens next once you've started your business. Now you're in business, what do you do? Ideally, what you should be doing is thinking about this thing that I'm going to speak about before you even start trading. Or you can start trading, but through that process, what you need to start doing is building a brand. What you need to do is prioritize on your brand. That means you need to have a brand strategy. And what the brand strategy allows you to do is to be able to articulate your brand in a way that sets you apart from everyone else. Yes, you can sell bread, and there could be 15 other people that are selling bread. But what is it that you're doing that's different that makes people think of you first? And that all boils down to building a brand. So what most businesses tend to do is to not focus on the brand, but focus on other things like finding new clients, which is also good, because it's a pillar of running a successful business. You need to sell, right? So many businesses are less focused on brand, and businesses are started or built, but few entrepreneurs prioritize on the brand element. And this is really important. Whilst businesses need to create profit, I caution against entrepreneurs solely focusing on selling or sales. I believe that, and this is what I truly believe, that exponential business success is predicated on a strong brand. You need a strategy, and you need to articulate what your brand is. A brand that is strong and has the ability to increase the perceived value of products or services offered by a company. This is the power of a brand. A brand allows you to ask for a premium versus a business that asks you to only add a markup to the cost of what it was, acquire resources or anything that you needed to bring your business together. So for example, why is it that a particular brand can command a higher or premium price and its competitors can't? For example, Vaseline Men and Nivea Body Men cost roughly around the same, around 50 rands for a bottle of 400 mils, whilst other brands, for example, Clear for Men, only charges 20 rands. Like, the value, like you get 400 mil, but they charge 20 rands. Why is that? And for me, it all boils down to the power of the brand, or lack thereof. One can argue that Clear has a different pricing strategy, but the thing is, they're all sitting on the same shelf. So why is it that one brand can ask for a price that's 30 rands more, like 60% more than what others are asking for? It all boils down to brand. Brands become successful not because of what they sell, but the attractiveness of the brand and the perceived value. It's that feeling that I feel when I buy an iPhone versus a Samsung, or a Samsung versus Huawei, or Huawei versus Nokia. Why is it that people are not crazy over Nokia today? It all boils down to the power of the brand. What is it that Samsung is promising that no one else is promising? Or what is it that Apple is offering that no one else is offering? So, by focusing on building a brand, business growth is inevitable. This is not to say that other factors may not influence either the success or the failure of your business. Nothing works in isolation, but regardless of the factors that may influence your success or the success of your business, having a strong and powerful brand with good equity is always a plus. A strong brand gives people a reason to buy, a reason to choose your brand over what is available, a reason to pay more. A brand makes up for what logic fails to encapsulate. For example, a locally produced brand, More Fire. What does More Fire sell? And if you think about it in the context of the energy drink category, Monster, the whole thing is about extreme sports. Red Bull, also in extreme sports, but their whole thing is about giving you wings. Now, speaking particularly about More Fire, DJ Spoo and More Fire are a classic South African case study for building a business premised on a brand. More Fire is not just an energy drink. It is an energy drink for what he calls the hustlers. DJ Spoo calls it a cold drink, yasekas, meaning cold drink for the township. So by packaging or articulating it in that manner, More Fire all of a sudden becomes more than just an energy drink. When I buy it, and if that thing of hustling appeals to my mindset, if I'm a hustler, I'm a person working on my dreams, not employed by, or even if I'm employed, but I'm just working on my side hustle, all of a sudden More Fire appeals. Then the decision that I make becomes not just about the category, meaning energy drinks in totality, but it becomes about More Fire. I now think about More Fire as something that is relevant to me. So I want an energy drink, but which one am I going to choose? More Fire. Why? Because it appeals to me, my lifestyle, and how I think. So generally, again, just referencing the Brand South Africa study, what entrepreneurs care about. So they listed some factors that entrepreneurs really feel that are the most important things to think about. One is finding clients or customers. Two is raising funds, or the inability to raise funds. The lack of guidance, I would assume this is talking about mentorship, wearing too many hats. That's number four, trying to do a lot of things. And then lastly, it's loss of sales or not being able to acquire new sales. So what the above or what the things that I've listed show is that everyone is thinking about business, or entrepreneurs rather, are thinking about business, but not necessarily building a brand. The thing about business and brand is that businesses are not unique. If you think about it, the principle of businesses are not unique, depending on the category that you're in or the industry that you're in. Retailing as a concept is not new. Pick and Pay is a retailer. Shoprite is a retailer. Checkers is a retailer. Woolworths is a retailer. But when it comes to standing out, now brand becomes, or brand strategy or brand building or the idea of brand becomes important, because now when you think about Woolworths, something you think something completely different from when someone says Shoprite. So building a brand is as important, if not more important, than starting a business. So once you've started your business, you need to think about brand. Thank you for listening to my second episode. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you look forward to hearing more episodes. Thank you. The Cut. All things strategy and brand building.